Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Hey, baddies. Welcome to another episode. It is Tuesday. How's everybody feeling today? How are you feeling, Trey?
I'm feeling great. Thank you for asking.
You look great.
Really?
Yeah, you do.
I think you're lying, but thank you.
No, you give me like mommy hope.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like in more ways than one, like when my kids are in school one day, mm-hmm. I'll be able to, you know, go tanning, have a nice life.
Oh, yeah.
I use you as an example all the time.
Of what? What?
Like young moms that like are really struggling. I'm like, they go to school.
Yeah.
Forget. You know what I mean?
You know what I have to say? Like the mornings when you wake up, when I wake up at like 6:45, 7, and I'm like, oh my God, like I have an hour worth of like rushing and stressing.
Yeah.
And then they're gone.
And they're gone.
And then I get to do all my mom stuff that I have to do.
Yes.
And then they come home and like I have like 4 hours-ish before bedtime. So bath, beds, homework.
Dinner,
all that shit. Mm-hmm. And then sleep. And then I get to go to bed or stay up or whatever. But mm-hmm. It's weird because like it seems like, oh, it's just like an hour to get them out. It is so fucking stressful because when I tell you 3 kids wanting 3 different outfits, 3 different breakfasts. You have to cook 3 different lunches or prepare 3 different lunches.
Don't you remember from just being a kid, the chaos of leaving for school?
No, I don't remember anything.
You really don't?
Not one thing. I don't even remember like what my house was like growing up. Like, I don't remember like any of that.
I just remember the stress of like picking out an outfit.
I remember
like,
in
it was
high
always
school,
a thing.
In high school, I remember vividly being like, the first day of school was always a big deal, like for every year. But then like when I got to high school, I remember like what it was like getting ready, getting dressed, getting to school, that whole thing. But like before that, I really don't remember like mornings.
See, I remember the stress of the morning. I really do. I really, really do. So like I get it. And I know it's hard. But like then to have the day to really... It really, as like a stay-at-home mom, or even a working mom, like there's just not enough hours in the day when the kids are there 24/7.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's like, I don't know. It's
so like, yeah, you're also allowed to focus on you too a little bit.
This is my first year that I have all 3 kids in school. So for the past 3 years, no, Skylar's 7. So for the past however long, 7 years, I've never had a break off. Until this year, where I'm like, oh my God, I can get my nails done. Mm-hmm. I could go to work. I could do the house. I could do this. I could have time to get myself ready. Like, I do my hair like twice a week. So, to do my hair twice a week, I need like an hour out of my day. So, an hour one day a week is nothing. That's why people are like, how do you always have it together? I'm like, I don't fucking have it together. But like, I'm glad that you think I look together. It's because my hair is done one day out of every 3 days.
It's the biggest transition for me was not being able to do what you want to do when you want to fucking do it. Because
it's hard.
Because there's a gremlin always staring at you.
Yeah.
Wanting a snack.
And there's not like, even like getting, even a simple thing like, oh, I have to go pick up milk. You have to put the baby in the car. You have to get the baby out of the car. You have to make sure that they don't break shit when you're in the store. Then back in the car, then back out of the car. It's like a fucking hassle. I'd rather pay $15 for somebody to deliver it to my house.
You honestly, if you're not a mom, like what Tracy just said really just simplified it. For me, leaving the house for a simple errand with Cecily.
It's a nightmare.
The fact you do it with 3.
Yeah, I do it least I can. I stay in the house a lot.
That's what I end up doing. And I feel bad for the baby. But like, it's just easier for me when I do need to go to the supermarket to call my mom and be like, hey, you got an hour that I can just run because taking her. And then like we're in the supermarket and like she's throwing her sock at people in the aisles.
And then you have to make sure she stays in the car seat of the supermarket.
No, forget it. Never. She hates it.
No, I Instacart.
And she's going,
turkey. I sit there on my phone and I'm like, what do you guys want for snack?
When I go to the supermarket with the baby, one time we got cold cuts and they gave her like, you know, they give you like the turkey.
Yeah.
Now, second we go into supermarket, turkey. I'm like, I can't just fucking get turkey like every time. Do you know what I mean?
So
you can eat turkey.
When I tell you I'm on my phone and I'm like swiping and I'm like, oh. Anybody want Yoo-Hoo? Yeah, add to cart. 6 of them. Like, I don't have to pick it out. I don't know why I would subject myself to watching 3 kids in a store that I have to go up and down the aisles, then load everything into my car, then load everything from my car into my house. Like, they literally, before COVID, they would literally bring your groceries into your kitchen.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then I'd be like, hey, guys, let's play kitchen and sort all these together.
Is that the move? Let's play kitchen.
So I would be like, all right, hand me everything cold. And then all three kids would hand me all the stuff that's cold and I would organize it in my fridge.
Amazing. Like, I do think parenthood.
I don't think I'll ever go to the grocery store again.
It does get to the point, like, when they're helpful, they're in school. Like, I do think there's like a change in the wind. Yeah. And it just gets a little easier.
I'm not there yet, because as helpful as they are, they're still not helpful enough to outweigh the unhelpful.
Like as they're helping, they make a fucking huge mess.
When I tell mom, can I go get a snack in the kitchen? Sure. It looks like someone ransacked my kitchen. All I asked you to do was grab one bag of chips.
And what happened?
And all the chips are everywhere. So it's like them helping is like adding 15 minutes to everything I do, because it's not helping. It's doing the opposite. So whatever. But the fact that they are in school, they come home. We are on set. I've always been a schedule person. So like even when they were little, I made them nap on the hours that I wanted them to nap every day. All three kids without fail, 12 to 3. And if it was 12:30, it was 3:30. It was exactly 3 hours of nap, not a 1 hour nap here, an hour nap there. It was exactly 3 hours. I knew when they were doing this. I knew when I could be free. It was a huge priority to me to make sure that the kids were on a schedule, because I feel like kids just function better when they know what's coming.
Sure.
So to this day, my kids are very much on a schedule. 6:45, I start winding Julian down. Let's calm down. Let's go upstairs. Let's watch 15 minutes of your iPad. Let's relax a little bit.
What does he watch, by the way? Like, what's a little boy watch?
He watches like Marvel movies, like
he does
Superman, Spider-Man. Stop no, he it. Watches Spider-Man, Hulk, Iron Man, all that shit. He's really not into Spider-Man, Superman or Batman yet, because it's DC, so it's a little different.
Yeah.
But so he's like, yeah, he watches all that stuff. And then like he likes Disney movies like Tarzan and Nemo, all that shit, whatever. So we watch 15 minutes, we wind down, and then he's sleeping by 7:15 every night, because my son needs 12 hours of sleep and he's on the bus in the morning at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So my girls, as soon as I get him down, I'm like, all right, girls, it's time. They come upstairs without a fight. Because
does Julian sleep with his ears in?
No.
He takes them out?
He takes them off. He hands them to me. He'll tell me, like, he gets his thing set up. He has a tag on his blanket, like on his big comforter that he likes to rub and like fall asleep. He takes his ears off. He has his Paw Patrol backpack with all his superheroes inside of it, lays next to him. We have a schedule. And then as soon as he's asleep, the girls, I'm like, it's time to go. Okay, no problem. Without like, I don't want to. Nope, none of that. It's 7:30. It is bedtime. I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they are waking up at 7:30. They're sleeping 12 hours. And when they go to bed later, they don't wake up in time for the bus.
They sleep in.
So I'm like, I have to keep you on a schedule. So that's like, it's tough, because when they go to their dad's house.
Oh, forget
it. It's, I don't think many rules apply.
You don't think?
Because it's their weekend and it's free time and it's like a fucking circus. So yeah. Everything is fun and whatever.
So is, though, is that Monday morning the hardest
Monday
after
morning,
them? Monday
morning, they are never, I literally am dressing Julian in bed and then holding him, carrying him and walking him to the bus, because he's not even up yet. So it's always a process to get back. By like Wednesday, we're back.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But it's tough. And people are like, oh, like, you have so much help. Where? My parents live an hour away. I see them. I visit them every other weekend. So the weekends that I have my kids, I'll go up and visit them for a day or two, or a day if they have something going on. Or a lot of times my parents are traveling, because all they do is fucking go on vacation.
They're not even physically here.
Sometimes I just go up to their house as a change of scenery for my kids, because they're sick of being in our house for 5 days straight.
But hello, it's grandma and grandpa. Why is this a weird thing to go see your grandma? Why do people
know,
make,
make
thing
it
out
like,
of it?
Oh, you have so much help. Like, they're like, oh, you're, this one does this and this. Who? My ex takes them every other weekend. So it's 4 days. 4 days a month.
Four days a month. Confusing.
Okay, four and a half, because they also get
and
them
like,
half
And like, when
day
they're with
Friday.
Your parents, you're there.
Oh, it's not like I'm out partying all weekend.
It's not
like
you're
I'm
laying on the
kids.
Couch. You're doing everything. I've
my
been there with you.
Yeah, you've been there. You've
your watched. Mom is not, your mom's fucking tanning by the pool. Like, mom, she's
we're
not
relaxing.
Trying to,
like, yeah. We're trying to all juggle it together, but I'm not, like, not present. Like, it's
right.
Weird. Like,
also, since when is it a bad thing for kids to go to spend time with their grandparents? It's
I don't know.
Fucking bizarre.
It's weird, but it's just like, it's so discredited of what I do, like, yeah. Every day of getting them ready. Like, I don't understand, like, just one person putting three kids to bed in three different, like, situations is tough enough, let alone getting them up and ready to school, making sure they're doing everything right, not fighting, cleaning up, like, everything.
Crazy.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
And it's just very frustrating to me when it's discredited, and more when the credit is given to other people. Like, oh, they do this for you. They don't do shit. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Willis? They don't. I'm doing everything.
And like, I know it's
like, my mom will text me and be like, are you alive? It's Friday afternoon. Like, did you survive the week? Like, yeah I'm good.
Like the little things too that aren't little, like, okay, now the girls are wearing fucking inside out day at school. Like, you gotta get fucking matching outfits, and it never ends. You know what I mean? Like, ends.
My kids were sick this past week. Julian threw up for 3 days straight. I had to go get all three kids to the doctors because I needed to check all of them, make sure nobody was sick, that they could go back to school. And then I had to deal with throat. I cleaned up throat for 72 hours straight. Cleaned up throw up. And it wasn't just like regular. It was fucking projectile vomit.
Ugh.
Stomach virus. 72 hour stomach virus.
I heard that's going around
good
right
times.
Now.
It's great. It's fun. So that's why I'm like, bro, you don't like, I'm like the old, and they're like, oh, well, you don't post your kids on Instagram. What are you talking about? First of all, I do. And second, I don't have to post them every day to prove that they're with me every day. Like, it's just mind blowing to me.
Oh, my God.
That's their defense of why they think that I don't have them or something. Well, you don't post them every day. Fuck. I don't. Who the fuck made
what
that?
What are you trying to post them for proof? Here's my child. I'm with them.
Yeah. Please give me the time and the date, Julian. What is today to prove that it is today?
It's
like,
so weird. It's so weird.
It's just crazy.
Speaking of so weird, how weird was that video of that girl I sent you making her kid cry?
Okay.
We watched it, right? Like a few seconds of it.
I watched as much as I could get through.
I know, me too.
So basically there was this girl on, I guess she's a YouTuber.
TikTok,
I don't know what she was, but some nobody who thinks she's somebody apparently, that she needed to force her child to cry because their dog died. So she was like, put your head on my chest, cry a little harder, pretend, look like you're sad. And I was just like,
imagine telling your
what?
Child to cry a little harder. Like what?
Pretend you're sad? Like, what the fuck does that even mean?
We're fucked. Our society's fucked. Social media just like fucked
people
us.
People will literally damage their children in not understanding how to grieve
an animal
death properly by like forcing them to feel a certain way for likes. Like,
for likes.
It's sick.
It's sick.
It's sick. It's like she like wanted to go viral or something, and that was her way of doing it. Like, look how sad my son is.
And
like,
then when she fake cried, I was like, does anybody care
about
the dog?
She literally made a face that she was like, look sad, like this. Like this. I was just like, I gotta turn this off.
It was so cringy. I know. I know.
And like, everyone is freaking out over it. I don't blame them. Like, that's fucking, like, take that kid away. That's concerning.
Can you imagine telling like Skylar, hey, Skylar, I know you're really sad
that we lost
our family dog. Pet, cry harder. Skylar's too smart though.
She'd be like, what the fuck? No one's crying over this shit. My kids are fucking very smart.
So, all right. So let's talk about, do you know, you'd probably know this, but people like die during sex.
Like what, heart attack?
How many people a year do you think die from sex?
I want to say it's way higher than this. I'm going to go real low budget, like 300.
Okay, so the number I'm going to tell you in the grand scheme of things is actually super low. Like, to die from sex is very rare, but it's about 50,000 people.
What?
Yeah, wait, listen. It's not going to be you, I promise. I promise.
I'm like getting nervous of like an asphyxiation.
No, well, okay, so here are some reasons people die, like while having sex or right after. Well, first of all, we know that sex is good for you, right? At the end of the day, it actually helps with blood pressure, like, with sleep.
What's that happiness?
Endorphins. It gives off endorphins. Like, sex is good for your body.
Yeah.
It's a workout. At least what I'm doing, I'm sweating. get off me! Get me water.
I can just picture how that goes. I can't.
After sex, all I want is like a cold drink. Does anybody ever feel like that?
Yeah.
Like,
there's always
water. But like,
always
delicious.
Water,
like, some, not like a warm glass of water. Like get me like orange juice with ice in it. Is that weird?
I mean, you need to wash down the flavor.
Or like, yeah. Yeah.
I get it. You need to wash it down.
Yeah.
Cleanse of the palate, if you will.
Because, you know, it's like after you've done so, like a physical activity, like the best thing is just like having a swig of Gatorade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like after like an athlete. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You are the athlete, Jess. Jessica, the athlete.
I try to exude the least amount of energy in like 99% of my life. Unless I'm fucking. Like, that's where it all comes out. Okay. So sex is good for you. So there's no reason to not do it because you think you're going to die.
It's like flying.
But yeah.
You're still flying airplanes.
It's still rare, but it happens. So here are some reasons people do illegal drugs. They do prescription drugs.
Okay, right. I get that. I get that.
Even like taking a prescription drug could fuck you up. There's also physical strain. So people with heart issues, obviously. What you said.
Literally, my first thought was heart attack.
Yeah, heart yeah. attack. Like, and then there's you know, issues, of course, with what you said,
asphyxiation.
Yeah, like some weird people get
people
like
people are being like, choke me.
Yeah, exactly.
It me. It me.
But and obviously, it's more dangerous the older you get.
Right.
But like, that's imagine my fear. That's what I'm saying. Imagine you like, live your whole life with all this dignity. Sex. And then you hit like 80 and you're still fucking. And then you die during sex or your partner dies.
I have to say, if I'm going to go out at 80, I would like to go out during sex.
No, you don't.
Yes, I would.
So like,
I would
what rather is it? I just need a visual. So like, is his dick in you and you're dead?
I don't know. Do you know what I mean? I haven't been there yet, but I'll go like that. Dick in me and dead? Sure.
Is he fucking trying to wake you up with smacking his dick in your face? Like, wake up.
Wow. There's a visual. I'll never forget.
What?
At 80.
What's the process of dying during sex? For me,
like you just
who hates
over.
All this shit.
You just roll over. Roll her
Get
over.
Get her off me. It just seems horrible. Just seems horrible.
Yeah, I mean, for the other person dying during sex, the one who survived must be horrible. I don't know if I'd ever have sex again.
Traumatizing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but like for me, like if I could choose, like, I don't know, a car accident or fire or sex, I want to die during sex.
And you don't care that like everyone's going to come see your body and like everyone's going to know that you were horny.
Hopefully,
horny as you died?
Hell yeah. I want everyone to be like, look at this girl living her best life at 80. Dead.
Indeed.
Dead as a
she had no health issues, but she was horny.
Yeah. I would like to go out like that. That would be ideal, I guess.
It's just so weird to me. So I started researching and I wanted to see like how people died in like weird sexual like ways.
I don't like know if I'm gonna like how this goes.
So let's talk about the tragic true tales of people who died while having sex.
Okay.
All right. Oh, my Lord. All right. In 2007, we call this a plunge of passion. A couple from Columbia, South Carolina, fell to their death after plunging naked from the rooftop of an office building. Both 21, found in the middle of the street at 5 a.m. The couple's clothes were found later on a rooftop building where they are believed to be having risky outdoor sex when they fell from the roof.
Let me explain something to you. Let me just break this down really quick. I'm big into voyeurism, is it?
Yeah.
I'm like, if I get caught, I'm like, yes, give me more of this. I'm not doing it on the roof of a slanted house where I'm at risk of dying and falling off. I'm thinking more of like in a park or in the back of an Uber. I just don't understand the appeal of like risky sex is like almost being caught. Like, do it in the lobby of a hotel room or, like I said, the back of an Uber. Something fun and risky. Not where you're risking your fucking life. Like, that's like being like, let's go fuck on this exploding volcano. See how that goes.
How do you fall fucking on a roof? Like, are you just that into it? You just
There's
like...
There's angles. An angled roof. You easily could roll. Have you ever switched positions? You know what that's like? Rolling.
Yeah. All right.
No, thank you.
Now, you like voyeurism.
Hell yeah. It's awesome. It's exciting.
Well, this could have been you. A couple in 2003 were having sex in nature when they were attacked by a lion.
Okay. A lion? Are we in the jungle? In nature? Where's nature that there's lions? Mountain lions? Are
Zimbabwe. We...
Is this from Zimbabwe?
Oh, that makes perfect like you've been sense. There. You're like, oh, Zimbabwe?
That makes perfect sense.
So.
Like a mountain lion. Are we in Colorado?
No, we are literally in like Africa territory. Okay. But still, like.
I mean, I don't know. Also, I think I called it voyeurism. Voyeurism is when you're watching somebody.
Fuck, where's Alan?
I am an exhibitionist.
Okay. Right?
Yes, but I also support voyeurism because it goes one in the same. Because you, to be an exhibitionist, you need voyeurs.
The big cat killed Shari, that was her name, after interrupting the couple, but her lover managed to run away before he was killed.
So the lover said, fuck you, and took off and let them eat the...
He escaped wearing only a condom.
Good for him.
So like your lover is being mauled by a lion and you run with your dick in your hand.
Yeah. There's zero.
Sounds about right.
There's not a more cowardly move than running with a condom on.
I hope that guy never fucks again. I hope no women fuck him because he didn't save his lover.
I hope he can't.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay. This one's real sad. This could happen to someone you're with, Tracy, very easily.
Hopefully not.
This poor woman, Donna, she smothered her lover to death.
This could happen. You're right.
With her breast. This is real, by the way. I'm not me. I'm not like fucking with you guys.
With her breast. I thought you were going to say like while she was sitting on his face.
She was a little drunk.
I'm always wondering when they're like sitting on my face, like, do you want me to actually smother you till you die? Or like, am I just hovering?
She was a little drunk. You know, she was having a good time in the trailer.
In the trailer.
Just a little detail. It's, you know, in a mobile home. And she, you know, she was smushing her titties in his face and she didn't realize it, but
the guy couldn't breathe.
He couldn't breathe and she killed him.
Wow.
And I just felt like this was an important one to story to tell because I could definitely see you smothering a lover.
Since losing weight, I could not physically smother a guy with my boobs.
I don't know.
Maybe June of this coming year.
I don't know.
But we'll see. I mean, I just can't really imagine how like she didn't sense something was wrong.
I think she was a little intoxicated. She thought he was really enjoying those titties, you know?
All right. That sounds like not a bad way to go, but a bad way to go. Like not being able to breathe sucks, but like also tits in your face.
I mean, did not communicate.
It's like almost like 50-50.
Smack him out of his face. How big were her titties?
I just like don't. Yeah. I don't know how to go there.
Okay. A cop died in 2009 when his heart gave out during a threesome.
I get it.
31 years old.
I get it. 31?
Yeah. Wait, get this. The wife sued the doctor for not warning him not to have sex, and she won $3 million.
What?
Because she said the doctor should have told him to avoid strenuous activities because he had a weak heart. And so if you have a weak heart, you probably shouldn't be having threesomes right with your
that's
wife and your homie.
And a homie? with his boy?
Yeah, it says, well, having sex with another woman and a male friend. Oh, right, so there's so, four?
Hold on. Hold the fuck on. I thought sex he was juggling woman. Oh. Two women, which in turn is a lot of work for the guy. If you're doing half the work because you're splitting her with your homie, that's not strenuous. She should have got half of that settlement. Maybe 1.5.
It's such a scam, right? It's like worse than the McDonald's coffee spill.
Or
like
the one where the guy sued Red Bull because it didn't give him wings. Bro, like, how do you sue a doctor for being like, oh, you didn't tell my husband he shouldn't have a threesome? Like, how do you even win that case?
It's insane. I don't know.
I would like that judge. I would like that judge.
All right, let's see what's next.
That's absurd.
Ooh. So these two were having role play. And unfortunately, they died when the sex game went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people like to hang. We've never really touched this because it's...
Hang? What do you mean hang?
Like... It's
like
a thing.
From a sex swing?
No, like from the ceiling, like from a noose.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, you like do it. Like, you ever see this? Like, people like to masturbate to doing this.
They,
like,
what?
Yeah, because they like cut off their oxygen and then at the last second they like, where's Alan? Because I know Alan would actually like tell us what I'm.
Asphyxiation.
Yeah.
That's what that is. It's like.
It happened to that famous actor. You don't remember? He was in the closet hanging, like jerking off, and he accidentally like suffocated.
Was this like a politician?
Could have been. Very easily.
Wait, I feel like this was a politician.
So this happened to actor David Carradine in 2009. He died of autoerotic asphyxiation, which is when you cut off the air supply during sex. Often includes rope. There have been a lot of like movies who've touched on this, and a lot of people have died. It's probably one of the more frequent ways of people dying, typically because it's dealing with someone masturbating, so they're on their own, not with someone else. He is most known, actually, for playing the role of Bill in Kill Bill. So that's how you may recognize him. And yep, he died of autoerotic asphyxiation in 2009. The More You Know with Alan.
So these two were playing the sex game. He was like, all right, put this noose around my neck. I'm going to almost like choke, but I'm going to come instead. And she was like, that's hot. And she had a knife and she was ready. And then she fucking is trying to get the noose off, and the knife was too blunt to cut the rope. And the motherfucker died. These are
Wait,
sex
so
games
she, so
you don't want
to
play.
Serious question. Mm-hmm. Does she go to prison for that? Because there are people who, like, how do you not go to prison for that?
It was...
an accident? Accidents happen all the time. Like, that kid who, like, accidentally hit other cars on the road, and they tried to sentence him for a million fucking years in prison. Like, but accidents. Like, how do you justify an accident? Like, she... What if she just... Oh, sorry, the knife wasn't working.
Right.
How the fuck do you know? Maybe she was like, this was a fucking plan.
Maybe.
Also,
I don't know the rest of the story.
Why are you telling me this information? Because this sounds like a plan to me.
Oh, the knife was
oh,
too
I don't
blunt.
Know. It was too blunt. It just wasn't working.
All right. Another tragic death story. Crushed by porn. One man recently met a sticky end after being crushed by a mountain of pornographic magazines. So This man, he was 50 years old.
Who has that many?
He had a stash of porn, and his stash was about 13,000 magazines of porn.
Who can look at that much still porn? Still porn, not moving.
That's some collection. What a shame he died.
I don't own three magazines, not three.
He's collecting this shit. It's like hitting the ceiling, and then it literally kills him. He's like trying to find his favorite.
I mean, it seems ironic, honestly. It seems super poetic, almost.
Yeah, crushed to death by his collection.
Have
is what
they think.
Have you
guys ever seen the movie Gerald's Game?
No.
That's what you're watching tonight.
Oh, yeah? Sounds scary. What is it?
It is. So Gerald and his wife go away to their cabin. It's like an isolated cabin in the woods. And they're like, let's play like a little sex game. Like, let's tie me up. So she puts handcuffs.
Is this a true story?
It's a movie on Netflix.
Okay, go.
And I don't know if it's a true story. I fucking hope not, because I had to turn it off at one point. But so he has a heart attack and she's fucking chained to the bed and can't move. And so he fucking dies and she's still chained to the bed. Both arms, can't move, can't go anywhere. And like, they're in a fucking cabin in the middle of the woods. The wild animals get in.
I don't, me no likey.
It was very fucked. There was a point where like a wolf got in.
No.
And I had to turn it off. I was like, this is killing every time I ever want to have sex again. I don't think I could ever do this.
No.
Anyway,
that's terrifying.
I didn't make it through the movie, but like the movie was about this, about how you die during sex for like spicing it up. I don't know. When the dog started eating the dead body, I literally was like, time for me to turn this off.
All right, let's listen to one more death story, because they're so interesting. A half-day orgy ends in tragedy.
Oh, this sounds sad.
So a Russian man.
Makes sense.
His pals had a bet with him and said he couldn't fuck for half a day, 12 hours. He said, you know what?
Anybody can.
He said, you know what? I can and I will. And he was trying to finish a 12-hour orgy with his female pals. And the bet was $4,000 that he couldn't keep going. And minutes after completing the bet,
he dies of a heart attack.
Uh-huh. But we found out that he took a huge quantity of Viagra.
Duh. How are you going to fuck for 12 hours? I don't know 20-year-olds who could fuck for an hour.
A 12-hour orgy. I just don't. Here's my thing with life. There's nothing that I like that much that I want to do for 12 hours.
Yeah, I can't even get through 12 hours of Netflix. Like,
do you know what I'm saying?
I've tried
yeah.
to watch like a series all day. Can't do it.
Favorite show. Can't really do 12 hours of it. Favorite food. I can't eat for 12 hours. Like,
no.
There's nothing I love in life that I want to do for 12 hours.
I could maybe lay on the beach for 12 hours. And I don't even know if I could handle that, because I'd get so bored.
You're so fucking bored. This guy's fucking for 12 hours.
I don't think so.
But yeah, he did it. He won the bet.
So like, who splits the $4,000? The girls that he brought over?
I hope so. With his female pals.
Also, he's doing a lot of the work. This is not an orgy. This is just him.
This is just him.
And women.
This is just
this
him.
This is a lot of work for this man for 12 hours.
Oh, man.
Of course he had a heart attack.
Of course
I would have one.
I could have a heart attack just talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last death sex story. A trainee doctor died of a heart attack after overexerting himself while producing sperm at a sperm bank. The 23-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene.
Come on.
Where he spent 2 hours inside a booth, having already visited 4 times that week. So he's just jerking off all day, all night. Jerk, 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 jerk. And it was too much on his heart. It was just too much on his heart.
He was 23.
Yeah.
That seems like a normal amount of a 23-year-old.
Yeah, it does seem like a normal amount, right? 2 hours inside the booth. 2 hours jerking off, not having sex.
I don't know. Some people's work different. I don't know.
Is there a difference?
I can't even speak on it. I don't know.
Can you jerk off for 2 hours?
I don't think so, but I don't know, because personally, I don't have that experience.
Like, did I just fuck up you and all the baddies listening? Like, are you going to be like, who's having sex tonight and who's thinking about their death?
Like, I'm definitely like, I'm watching extra hard now of like who I think's not going to make it.
Baddies, sit on this for a minute. Like, when we get back, we're going to lighten the mood a little bit and we're going to talk TikTok school, what we've learned.
Oh my God, so much. TikTok University.
TikTok
my
you.
Favorite.
Yeah. So we get back, we're going to get some sex tips that we learned straight from TikTok.
Mm hmm.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
I don't know about you guys, but it is frigid outside with a capital F, frigid, and I need a vacation from this. When I need to get away, I use cheapcaribbean.com. Why Cheap Caribbean? Because Cheap Caribbean means all-inclusive, and what does all-inclusive mean? It means more fun, more food, more drinks, for less money and less worry. Basically, you're going to get more of what you want and less of what you don't. Cheap Caribbean has great deals on incredible all-inclusive beach vacations throughout the Caribbean, Central America, and Mexico, including Cancun, Jamaica, Los Cabos, Punta Cana, Aruba, and more. Book today and get a next-level beach vacation at Breathless Resorts and Spas by Amra Collection. AMRA collection. Less money, less worry, more beach when you book at cheapcaribbean.com. How about this? How about you go on to cheapcaribbean.com and hit me up at Jess Hottie, DM me a picture of your pina colada and rub it in. It'll make you feel even better about your great life away. Your all-inclusive life. See you at the beach, baddies. Cheap Caribbean. Okay, baddies, we're back and we're going to talk TikTok school right now. TikTok school, because some of us go on TikTok because we're bored and we're browsing.
Others go on TikTok because we learned nothing in school.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So this is more like TikTok sexual school, but have you seen this going around on TikTok that if you press down on a woman's stomach, like during sex, you can stimulate her G-spot from the outside? This has been the new thing going around.
Wait, what? As a G-spot enthusiast, since like the clit does nothing for me, I need to know about this tip.
G-spot enthusiast should literally be on your resume. It's amazing. So, yeah, so you're going to have to try this. During sex, he's going to press down on your stomach and try to stimulate your G-spot from the outside.
Where on your stomach?
You know what? This wasn't that informative of a TikTok.
I need to find this. Like, where? Am I pushing on it right now?
You're right. Oh, let's see if I can find it. TikTok stomach. Okay. Here's a little more details. Okay. Meet the sex hand trick, which can help stimulate the G-spot. All right. So, pressing down slightly on the lower stomach over the vagina, huh?
Okay.
During sex.
Like the pelvic bone?
Oh, just looked at Tracy.
It's got to be right here.
Yeah.
Like your actual stomach or the pelvic bone?
Says slightly over lower stomach over the vagina during sex can help stimulate the G-spot from outside.
Noted.
Pressing about a hand's width down from the navel with gentle pressure. This video has now over 2 million likes. Some people said it led to them to orgasm, and some people said it led to them to fart. So
it's not a risk I'm willing to take. So, I would rather internally stimulate them because I'm not willing to take that risk.
So proceed with caution.
There is not an ounce of me who's like, yes, it is worth trying. Not an ounce. I don't think so.
In the comments, some people said this definitely worked for me. I remember a guy did this to me and it was the best feeling ever. So yeah, so I think it's we're going to have to give it a go. I might even give it a go. I'm scared though. I'm scared. So that
I think you're in a better situation being married to try this.
No, it doesn't. Who is no, not married. Yes. Does not put me in a better situation.
It does
no,
because
it puts me in a worse because for the rest of my life.
Your husband's not going to leave you over an accidental TikTok fart.
TikTok smart.
However, a man that I'm hooking up with may leave me because of it. And I would as well if I were him.
You're like, so, pressed out on my stomach to get me horny. And then you toot.
And then he's like, what sick game is that? I'm good. I'm going to refrain. I'm going to let you try that one first.
All right. Here's the next one. Okay. You probably have seen this before. Do you know how to make yourself, like, to turn off your gag reflex?
I don't have a gag reflex, so I'm good.
If you put something near your fucking lung, you won't gag?
By my lung?
Yeah.
Yes, sure. If it fits down to my lungs, we have another set of problems.
Okay, here we go. Ready, everybody? Together. Mm-hmm. If you're driving, pull over.
You push your fingers right here between your thumb and your pointer finger, I know.
Make a fist with the thumb on the inside. Okay, hold for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Put your pointer finger on your chin for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Next, you're going to pinch the space between your thumb and your pointer finger for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And next, you're going to stick something down your throat. It's amazing. How does it work?
I don't know. I literally just...
I just touched my lymph node.
Yeah, I literally felt something. But also, is that what guys feel? Is that what they feel? Is it like hitting a wall?
It feels fucking crazy. Also, how does that work? What is it that makes that work?
I think it's mind over matter, to be completely honest. I believe in
you think
super mind
our
over matter.
Blowjob minds are that powerful?
No, I think your mind is that powerful to be like I could be outside, it could be below zero, and I don't need a jacket if I tell myself I'm all right, you don't need a jacket. Like, I'm all right. But
I don't know about you, but my throat kind of hurts because in the moment, I was like, sure, let me stick my finger down my throat. I won't gag. Great. But also, I touched my lung. So now my lung hurts.
What? Yeah, I definitely felt wall somewhere. I don't know what I touched, but the insides for sure.
What a weird fucking thing. What a weird move.
I don't really have, like, I can easily not have a gag reflex, so.
That's a cool trick, though, for people that have a very sensitive one. I mean, it worked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the trick was, but it worked.
I think it's acupuncture version of acupuncture.
Whoa. Remember, fist, chin, pinch.
Yeah.
All right. The next thing I learned in TikTok school, how long do you think it takes for a man to recover, to go again, to have sex again? Like after you have sex?
15 minutes.
A younger man.
5 minutes.
That's your final answer?
5.
Okay. Like scientifically, ready? It takes them not only 5 minutes, it takes them 5 seconds. Between 5 seconds and 15 minutes.
Wait, what? They can do 5 seconds? I can't even breathe after 5 seconds.
Like, imagine you just finished and then he like literally like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Let's do
it again. Yeah. For older men, it's 2 hours to 24 hours. So it really changes with age.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It starts to not work. That's why people have blue pills.
But like, imagine you think like you're a dude and every 5 seconds you could come again. And then it's like you're a little older. Now it's like 24 hours. You kind of wait in between. Not fun.
It's a learning experience. You got to grow with the period, you know?
It's a learning experience for sure.
I was pretty accurate, though. I said 15 minutes and then I said 5. So I think like a turnaround time is 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, get up, clean off, time. Take a little walk, get a drink, back to action, you know.
Yeah, so this was our TikTok school. I hope you guys learned something. I for sure did. Why else are we on TikTok if we're not going to learn?
Right.
If we're not going to expand our minds. And now, finally, time for our last and newest segment.
It always makes me nervous when you do this. Oh, my God. I know what you're doing. Here we go. Here we go, people. I hope you're ready.
Okay, it's time for a new segment called Trey's Unpopular Thoughts.
It's basically things that I think that I don't think anybody else in the world agrees with.
She thinks what she thinks. She don't care what you think. It's Trey's Unpopular Thoughts.
Wow. Wow.
All right.
It's worse than I thought it would have been.
Our first unpopular thought. Is, wait.
Celery is the best vegetable.
Woof. That is for sure an unpopular opinion.
I think celery, like, as a dip, like, have you ever had buffalo chicken dip and not wanted to eat chips or carbs, so you have the celery to dip it into celery? It's so refreshing. It's like a cleansing of the palate. to dip it in ranch dressing is fucking gold. Even celery on its own for peanut butter, for apple butter. Literally, you can dip it in anything. Fucking, it's so delicious. You can dip it in blue cheese. All of a sudden, blue cheese is good. Like, I think celery is an underrated vegetable, and it's my top favorite.
It's Trey's Unpopular Thoughts. Thank you, Trey, for that unpopular thought. We loved it.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Celery. Next time you're eating some dry ass celery.
It's not dry. It's wet and it's clean and it's crisp and it's refreshing. It is unbelievable.
Some crispy ass celery.
It's so yummy.
All right. Let's recap what we learned this episode. We learned. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
We learned too much about people fucking and dying.
Yes.
Which is going to stay with me probably till I die.
Hopefully that's how I die.
Like, if we've done our job right, all of these baddies, the next time they go to fuck,
they're going to be thinking about
they're
it.
Be thinking about
they may
it.
Not even be able to have sex. You're welcome, America.
Like, if the grapefruit blowjob didn't fuck up your sex life,
that fucked up mine. For sure I just, will. Like, literally could not think of, like, any tiny fingernail cut that he may have on there and just putting the worst burning fruit on there and being like, oops. Hope you're okay.
Okay, I just want to say, if you haven't heard our grapefruit sex technique episode, you must listen
when
to it.
When she says our, she means hers. I don't claim that. I don't claim that sex technique.
But we promised the baddies we were going to do it, and it is still 100% on my to-do list happening.
It's not on mine.
You would have to do it.
Well, it's for research. Bring that up to him?
You don't. That's what the
I
girl
just,
says.
Boom. There's a grapefruit on my dick. Like, what the fuck? How am I? I don't have him roped in yet to life. I can't do that to him.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't. He'll fucking be like, what the fuck is wrong with white girls?
He definitely will. Be like, I was with a white girl once. She fucking
put a fucking grapefruit on my dick. Never again.
Oh, my God.
Back to my type of girl.
It is. It makes it extra funny, too, because I have gotten DMs of people like, I listened to the episode. I tried the grapefruit and I'm scarred for life.
Yeah.
You know,
he'll never let me blow him again. Shocker. Shocker. That you want to make your man never want to blow, let him blow you again?
So you're going
to
make me be the only one that does the research. I know Alan would do it, but I can't, like, I don't want to make little Rachel.
I can't traumatize a man who I'm new for him. I can't do that. You've been with Denny. He's seen way weirder shit.
It's true.
I can't traumatize this one yet.
All right.
Maybe a few months down the road, I'll let you know.
All right. Well, I'm
going to have to.
I understand the assignment.
Though. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to have to pull up this episode and explain it to him because I don't want to, like, take responsibility for coming
you
up.
You can't tell
this.
Him I have a homework assignment and it involves blowing you. He'll love it.
Yeah, it doesn't, though. It involves, like, some weird, like, fruit fetish. It's not. He's going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, my God. I saw the other day on Facebook in, like, one of these groups, somebody was humble bragging about this chair they got at, like, a thrift store. And it was a, like, sick, like, one of those, like, standalone chairs for your living room.
Yeah.
It was all pineapple pattern. And then somebody in the comments was like, you know this means that you're trying to, like, you're open to, like, swinging and
where's
shit.
Where's she putting that? In the front of her
she
master
was so
window.
Proud of her find. And everybody was like,
It's so funny because every time I see, like, and it's from this show that I know this, that, like, that these people, like, people in, like, warm climate areas, like, have freaking pineapple shit everywhere. Imagine what it's like in Hawaii. Like, you must be so confused. You ring your doorbell. I'm here for the party. They're like, wrong house. They're like, no, I see the pineapple outside. Bro, we're in Hawaii.
I see the pineapple tree. You planted
a
tree.
Clearly, you did this so we could come over. No. It must be very confusing. And, like, I've seen people at the store with, like, pineapples on their shirt. And I'm like,
When we first did that episode, I shit you not, I started seeing pineapples everywhere. Like, Home Goods, every shelf was like a fucking pineapple. And I'm like, kind of sick, twisted people.
Yeah, no, I'm like, bro, is it just us? Like, are we just aware of it? Or do people, like, love pineapples?
Got some horny motherfuckers out there, and that's why they dying. Which was the worst death, do you think?
Falling off the roof.
The roof was yeah. In fact, they both landed.
And they both,
like
face planted, like kaput. All the and, like, blood and guts everywhere.
Were they, like
naked.
Naked and inside each other as they were falling?
Maybe they didn't end up inside each other, which is, like, a relief for probably people who were driving by. But they were naked and probably shattered.
That's pretty bad, but I gotta go with my lover leaving me to be eaten by a lion is also pretty bad.
I forgot about that one.
And running with the only thing he had on was a condom. That's, like, in the actual
but
newspaper.
But at least you know that, like, if the lion did get you, he'd probably leave that part alone because, like, nobody likes the taste of rubber.
Oh.
Me no likey.
You guys got to be careful when you're fucking. You got to be careful. You got to look around. You know, Tracy, you got to
read the room.
An exhibitionist like Tracy, she wants to bang on a balcony. You better look around first. Better make sure that balcony's sturdy.
Sturdy. Oh, yeah. No, I'm definitely going to check that now for sure. I have vacation coming up. I'm going to be on top of that one.
Tracy just loves having sex ever. And now she's going to, like, be, you know, doing a perimeter check.
Yeah. We're like,
ruining the moment.
Really, really hammering on the thing and being like, I'm just making sure this shit is sturdy, you know? I'm not trying to fly off, end up on bad examples or some shit.
The best part is, like, if you do die like that, like, we'll always have this episode to remember.
You know what I was thinking about, though? Like, the people who die at, like, 80 having sex, like, at the funeral, like, it's got to be brought up to somebody. Like, right. You know, how did it happen? I'm really sorry. Like, my heart's, yeah, he was having sex. Like, what a fucking legend. Like, imagine going down in history at that funeral of how many people show up for you and them knowing that you died having sex. I don't know if it's legendary or, like, traumatizing.
Well, do you ever see, like, on Facebook or something when somebody dies, but they're, like, obscure? It's like, oh, we lost Teddy yesterday. Then you're like, let me Google this motherfucker, see what happened, you know?
Yeah, like, always. It's like when I look up how much your house is worth.
Teddy got eaten by a lion? Oh, shit, Teddy was fucking? Like, that's literally the process.
How that happened. And I am like, almost, it's like, you got to be like, you know what, I got to give it to her. Like, my grandma died a legend, you know?
Listen, stay safe, baddies. Don't want to see any headline. There's like,
and to us exhibitionists,
yeah,
be aware of, know your audience, read the room.
Read the room.
Check your perimeters.
Check your prayer. That's the best advice we can give after this one. Love you, baddies. Peace. See you when?
Next Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.